criticizing people who show up wrapped in homemade armor and equipped with improvised weapons to defend you from alt-right rallies will fill your mailbox with outraged messages about how ungrateful you are. They're defending us, we're told, from racism, from sexism, from exposure to right-wing views, the expression of which will surely make us wither and die. We should be thanking them, we're told, for their bravery. Otherwise, a long parade of conservatives, or perhaps right-wing provocateurs, will come to our university town and speak. I want to reassure all these self-appointed civic defenders dressed up like the Unabomber that we're good. We got this. We don't need defended from provocative speech or racist speech or sexist speech. We've heard it all our lives. Maybe there's a mean-spirited group out there hoping to bankrupt our decidedly liberal town, hoping we clutch our pearls and have a riot every time we hear a different point of view. But most of us are not that person. Most of us have heard racist, sexist speech before, and we know how to handle it. First, let people speak. Cultivating the patience it requires to allow even an offensive perspective will be a better shield than any plastic trash can lid and more useful than anything you can repurpose from Home Depot. If you don't want to hear it or don't know how to respond, you can always walk away, which is the first rule of self-defense. Most of us aren't hearing anything new. We're not only up to hearing offensive or provocative speech, we're pretty good at responding. We're a university town where even odious ideas find an occasional harbor, and that's okay. It may seem old-fashioned, but the First Amendment still has a lot of fans. With a perspective, this is Carol Denny.